As we just heard, both being overweight and some misguided efforts to lose weight can be harmful. And concerns about body image can be especially pronounced this time of year. Thanksgiving kicks off a season of eating and often of gaining weight. Nutritionist Rovinia Brock, a.k.a. Dr. Ro, is an authority on fitness and healthy eating. She's the author of Dr. Ro's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy, and she's here to talk about how to approach holiday eating the right way. Welcome, Dr. Ro.
Well, hi, Farai. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's great to talk to you. I know that I personally was talking to you about fitness, and since we first spoke, I have run a marathon, but I am still fat. So I am deadly afraid of getting into even more weight trouble over the holiday season. What can I do to fend off those extra holiday pounds?
First of all, kudos to you for having run a marathon.
Thank you. I've never
done it, and it is something most people never do in a lifetime. So you are to be commended for that.
Well, thank you.
I think the first thing to bear in mind is not to overeat, because you're going to go have probably the traditional spread at your family's home, and there will be rolls and sweet potatoes and a whole host of things. And I say just start with simple things. Like, if you're going to have like the homemade rolls, have one. Make sure that you graze, you know, the buffet, so to speak. Really pick about three of your favorite things and make sure that you do it in terms of what a real portion is, so that you don't put together this big platter of food.
Well, you know, let me just talk about real portions. I've heard that a good serving size of meat is mm-hmm. about the size of your fist.
Size of your fist.
Yeah, but what if you get a fist size of turkey, a fist size of ham, a fist size of lamb? You can have like three or four fists on your plate.
Yeah, don't want to have all those fists though. You want to have like maybe, if you're going to have all three meats, have a slice of each. A slice would be about 1 or 2 ounces, as opposed to a fist worth, which is 3 to 4 ounces of each. The other thing is, if you're going to have the potatoes, if you're going to have the greens or the green beans, just make sure that you take like one spoonful of each. Because I think what we tend to do, particularly for meals like the Thanksgiving meal, which is a huge spread by anyone's account, we overeat. And Lord knows, if you go to, you know, a black woman's house and you get up from that table before you're able to pop that top button on the pants or skirts, you've offended someone. But the point is, I think you have to think about yourself through this and other holidays, and not give in to the pressures that family will often impose upon you.
Let me ask you a question about kind of the psychology of eating. Some people seem to just have a natural inability to overeat. They are either naturally born with or have trained themselves to just say, okay, enough's enough. Other people, like me, are like, well, you know, I guess I'm getting a little full. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go lie on a couch and take a nap. Mm-hmm. What can you do to reverse that process if you're someone who doesn't know your limits?
First of all, slow down the process of eating. It's because I find that when you tend to eat quickly, you tend to eat more. Concentrate on the conversation. You're getting together with family, with friends, with people whom you may not have seen for a while. Some, not since last year this time. Focus on what's been going on with them in their lives. Talk about the things going on in your day-to-day life so that the food isn't the focus, rather the friendship and the fellowship is.
And what about alcohol? What effect does drinking along with holiday eating have on how you perceive portion size, how your food's metabolized?
Oh, it has the effect of skewing almost everything. And here's a reminder, the second glass is never as good as the first glass of wine. And here's something else to remember. Alcohol is 7 calories per gram. It's like having a little butter pat of fat. So just remember, alcohol is not calorie free. As a matter of fact, it contains quite a bit of calories. So slow down and put the cork back in the burgundy.
Well, let's talk about the fact, just the big picture. According to the American Obesity Association, 127 million adults are overweight, 60 million obese, and 9 million severely obese. Why do you think that this country is progressively becoming more and more overweight?
Because we do everything to excess, and our food is no exception. The other thing is, inactivity plays a major role in the expanding girth of America. And there are reasons, you know, anyone will tell you that, oh, well, I don't have time to exercise. I don't even use the E word when I'm talking to people. I talk about physical activity, and I talk about using those things in your life right now that you have to do, combined with those things that you like to do, whether it's dancing or if you've got to vacuum the rug, why not do some lunges as you do it?
So what should our plan plan for activity be over the holiday season?
Oh, we've got to get out there and hit the pavement. The day after Thanksgiving is what everybody calls Black Friday. People are going to the mall. They are going in droves. Why not walk at the mall? Get there ahead of the crowd and really do a power walk a couple times around the mall. We're in the midst of the fall seasons. Leaves are falling. They've got to be raked by someone. Why not you? Why not go out and cut a rug? You know you're going to be off this weekend. If you enjoy dancing, why not really go out there and do it and have some fun doing it? The point is, the more you become physically active doing those things that you really enjoy doing, in addition to doing those things that you have to do, the better your chances for staying power and seeing lasting results.
Well, lasting results is what we all want, and the holiday seasons make it hard sometimes. Nutritionist Rovinia Brock's latest book is called Dr. Ro's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy. She's also the host of the PBS series Health Matters. Dr. Ro, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.